Welcome, Mining Stock Daily listeners. For those of you who are frequent guests and listeners of the show, you will notice a little bit of some new music here, and there's a good reason why. And I want to break down some important news out of Mining Stock Daily, and most importantly, the parent company that you've heard for the last about 5 years now, Clear Creek Digital. Earlier this year, I was wanting to find a way to expand. I wanted to take more of a deeper dive into the global commodity space without muddling the brand that we built and the effectiveness that we have found with Mining Stock Daily. So through some consultations with friends, colleagues, mentors, I've created a way to do that, I think, without changing what the ethos is of Mining Stock Daily and for all the listeners out there. So starting soon, the parent company will be rebranded as Clear Commodity Network, or ClearCom for short. ClearCom is going to be a news and information hub for the commodity sector. As we like to say, digital news for the physical markets. Mining Stock Daily will remain the same as the flagship production under ClearCom, but we're going to expand into different avenues of the commodity sector, including oil and gas. Most of you will know the oil and gas market is a global marketplace for the buying and selling of those commodities. It's primarily driven by supply and demand, with the price of oil and gas being influenced by a range of factors such as political stability in oil producing countries, levels of production, and global economic growth. The market is heavily influenced by the actions of major oil producing countries such as Saudi Arabia, the United States, and yes, Russia, as well as by major oil and gas companies. Overall, the oil and gas market plays a crucial role in the global economy, as oil and natural gas are key sources of energy for a wide range of industries. So we're going to launch a new podcast and its own distribution channel called The Oil Ground Up. And I am happy to bring the host of that new podcast onto the show, no stranger to the podcast, somebody who knows the oil and gas market well and has even educated me over the last couple of years, our friend, Tony Greer. Tony, welcome.
Trevor, thanks for having me. Thanks for including me in this project. You know, I'm really most excited about this because of the genesis, I think, of the idea, you know, and I will obviously give you full credit for the idea, but a lot of, you know, the reason behind launching this is because, you know, two guys, two market professionals, you and I, you know, spend a lot of time, you know, talking about the markets, talking about the world, talking about content creation. And we feel like it's a great timing to, you know, start drilling down into the physical side of the sectors, physical side of the market. I'm excited to expand my research effort deeper into the energy sector, where I can take my research really from the tape to the right to the source. You know, where I'll be talking to actual, you know, from speaking to relevant traders all day, every day. I'm going to go start talking to some of the relevant merchants in the industry that have got their drills in the ground or have plans to. And we're really, Trevor and I, are really just going to build on the network, networks that we have to help us get a deeper knowledge of the physical side of the commodity, to journal it, log it, record it, and share it with people and educate as many as we can. You know, we both feel that we're set up for an extended secular bull market in commodities, given the attack on supply. And, you know, the world looks a lot different than it did just two or three years ago. And so we still feel like we're early with this project, digging into, you know, the education of the physical side, for really socializing it for the masses and the trading masses in as much as we can.
Absolutely. I think there's going to be tremendous amount of exposure in the oil and gas markets to a lot of people that you maybe are unfamiliar with how this beast really handles itself on a almost hour to hour basis anymore, Tony. And I think what, you know, obviously the Oil Ground Up podcast will evolve, but we have an idea that, you know, I think you mentioned it well enough. We want to talk about what's happening in the price action, but why is that happening and what's happening on the merchant side of people who are making those trades. So we want to really bust this thing open. And you know, obviously price is important. The way it's traded is important, but we want to talk to people on the ground about, you know, what's happening with, you know, supply, what's happening with exploration, what's happening with permitting. So we want to give a really full encompassing look of what the oil and gas market has in store for commodity investors in 2023 and also beyond.
Yeah, and I'm really interested on, you know, drilling down into, you know, the market views of some of those professionals. You know, I mean, I'm so used to hearing, you know, the views of traders about what they think about the markets and what they think about market structure. I'm dying to drill down and hear what, you know, an operating officer at a refinery thinks of the crack spread and what a, you know, an E&P company thinks of the calendar spreads and things like that, because that'll really open up a blind spot that I've been trying to cover for years. And this is the perfect opportunity to do so.
Yep. So we'll start slowly. We're going to do our first episode in January. I will put a link to the Oil Ground Up podcast distribution in the show notes here. People who are interested and ready to hear Tony's interviews and discussions on the oil and gas markets, you can click on that link, hit that subscribe button. So when that first episode publishes in January, you'll have it fed to your phone or your computer, wherever you want to get it. And Tony, I think it's important. We do say we've got our first guest lined up. It's going to happen sometime early, mid-January. Rory Johnston of CommodityContext.com writes a superb Substack newsletter on the oil and gas markets. And we're just so lucky. He's excited to be our first guest.
Yeah, that is cool, Trevor. It was great being introduced to him. He sounds excited about our project, as excited about our project as we are. I mean, I've already got a 2 pages full of questions that I want to ask the guy that he doesn't know is coming, but that'll make it for, you know, we're going to make it for a fast paced and kind of, you know, information packed type of scenario. We're not going to have you sitting around like you're in a library. And I think that Rory's a great guy to get started with. It's going to be a really fun conversation.
Yeah. A little news, a lot of conversation, a lot of exposure. And I think it's going to be just a superb way to get new investors into the commodity space, specifically oil and gas. And Tony, I can't thank you enough for saying yes to my inquiry of having you host this thing.
Oh yeah, this is going to be fun, man. You know, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great way to open up some blind spots and sort of educate ourselves and try to educate others as we go. We're in for an exciting 10 years in the energy space.
Yep, and they'll have an amazing host to go with it. All right, that's the Oil Ground Up with Tony Greer. There you go, Tony. Can't wait.
Baby, let's go. It's teed up like a beach ball, Trevor. All we got to do is swat it now.
All right. Happy New Year, Tony. We'll see you in January.
Sounds great, brother. I'm looking forward to it.